Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Radio show. We're glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. And our topic for this week's show is how to move out of polarities and dualities.
Now, when we first hear that, what is polarities and dualities, right? And so is what we look at is this the essence of what or how we are creating? And so it's an important show for us.
We also wrote a newsletter, and it was called There's Duality, There's Polarity, and then There's Reality. And so a lot of what we're going to talk about today is the idea of what is a duality, what is a polarity, how do we move out of them, how does all of that affect our own day-to-day reality? Because that's what we're here to do, is just to help you coexist with other humans in a like society.
You know, we hear so many stories. How do we keep attracting these kind of people, and who is judging us, or who is saying we're right or wrong, and how do we do that, and what if it all is based on the good, the bad, and finding a balance with these dualities that we're in our life? And remember, in a long, long time ago, dualities were really intense, okay, or polarities, because of what country we were in, or what the reality we were in, or what the culture we were in, or religion we were in. Those were very intense dualities that we might have some kind of residual from that we keep attracting in this life.
See, much of the world exists in duality. Just for example, good versus bad. That's a duality. Light versus dark, right or wrong, victim or savior. Those aspects of duality have actually followed the teachings of religion and religious ideologies all around the world for many, many thousands of years. We believe that that's the basis of karma. Now, karma represents the duality that exists when an experience that's necessary for our growth is manifested into our physical reality. So whatever lesson or experience that we have chosen on whatever dimensional level, even a subconscious level, whatever we say, I am creating this so that I can learn from it, even if it's painful or uncomfortable, and we have acknowledged that this is something I need for my growth, for my spiritual growth, for my growth as a human, for my overall body, mind, spirit growing, then it manifests itself and becomes part of our daily life.
Well, it becomes part of our body. It becomes part of the energetics that we're made up of, and it resonates or vibrates in a certain pattern.
One of the things that we have found is, in working with duality and reality, is that it seems that there are two elements that are working at the same time. Obviously, when we're dealing with duality and polarity, we know that those are the basis of all energies. That's balance. Balance in the middle of everything is how we continue to create. And every time that we attempt to separate or disconnect from anything or anyone, in other words, light versus dark, right versus wrong, anytime I say I'm right and you're wrong, or anytime I say, okay, I'm wrong, and all right, you're right, or there's light versus dark. Anytime we are swinging one side or the other of the pendulum, we're not in balance, and all that does is create even more duality.
What happens is whatever duality we're in, okay, let's say we're a righteous person, okay, and we only know what good is, do we attract the balance of that duality? Are we here to learn how to have balance with these dualities? And it is our balance that maybe could change or could alter these dualities. As you find yourself more and more into some life's experiences, all of a sudden it gets quiet, or you get to a point where you understand, or you get to a point where you're aware of something, and it changes the energetics of that duality.
Sometimes you're so involved in a duality or a polarity in one side of the spectrum versus another that you absolutely end up just surrendering because you don't know what else to do. And when you get to that moment, then it can bring about more of a balance for you.
Even if you don't surrender and you do like us and we just finally give up, okay, that is when there can be a change because we're no longer holding on to those ideas that create that duality.
See, a duality actually is an energy that encompasses polar ends. So the opposite ends of each pole create the energetics of dualities. But a duality can't be separate. You can't pick apart something that is already a duality. Love and hate, that's a duality. Light and dark, that's another duality. Good and evil, right versus wrong. All those dualities are the exact same energy, because they encompass two different sides of the same coin. It'd be like trying to take a coin and say, well, this part of it is better than the other part. You can't say that because it all makes up the same coin, head versus tail.
And if you could find a balance between dualities, what would that feel like? What would the, how would the different dualities pull on you if you were in a balance?
See, if you're looking to heal yourself, it's not going to occur when you're trying to separate the two aspects of that duality. Because if you really want to help yourself heal and you want to have some growth in your life, you need to have a conscious understanding that each of the dualities is part of everything that exists within us. And that's often the most confusing thing. Because two energies compose the duality, we often experience the duality as two separate energies. And so then we end up spending most of our lives trying to separate them or even deny one aspect of it, which is usually what we perceive as the negative part of ourselves or the negative aspect of someone else. We try to deny that it doesn't exist. Some people call it the shadow side of the self. And we try to say, oh, well, that doesn't exist because I live in love and I live in light and I live only with the good and I'm only one with everything, with what feels all warm and fuzzy.
See,
but that shadow side of ourselves is also part of us.
By now we all know what to say. We all know the right words to say, that we're good, we're love, and we have these vibrations. But nevertheless, the other side is always pulling on us until we believe it, until we find a balance within that, duality or polarity. You know, a long time ago, back in 95, I was with a group of teachers, and they said, we no longer believe in polarities. And then I said, okay, but that's what I see every day in people, okay? So then I started calling it dualities, or other sides of however we are. Do we believe it's balanced? The other side is balanced. Are we within that energy? And can we be one with everything in that energy or that vibration or that reality or that emotion or that vibration? There's so many words we can call it.
See, the first thing that we do every time we are in any type of relationship, and we're not talking love relationships only. This relationship is two human beings communicating. That becomes a relationship of communication. The first thing that we do is we draw people and circumstances to us in order that we can master the emotions or the challenges of whatever lesson or life experience that we have created. The second thing that we seem to do is that we encounter the challenge that keeps us from mastering those lessons. So right there, we're already experiencing the duality. Even if we say, I know I need to master this, what I'm going to do is I'm going to attract something that's going to keep me from mastering that, and then we get confused. And we're extremely vulnerable then to other outside influences. When we're extremely vulnerable to outside influences, we accept into our energy the intentions of others, the influences of others, that might put us into fear, and that is going to bring about the distortion that's directly opposite to what it is we're attempting to master. So we place ourselves in dualities all the time, unknowingly, subconsciously. Then we have to try to figure out, how in the world do I get out of this?
So here's the question: why do we do that? Why in the world would any sane person?
You would think it was insane.
Any sane person would keep attracting the same kind of energy over and over to them that reflects these kind of dualities. Why do we do that, Nancy?
Well, many of us have been taught that good and evil are separate, and that's what they have to battle for, supremacy of the universe. I mean, you know, but they're actually only a part of the continuum. That's exactly what we said earlier about the two sides of the coin. It's actually the basis of everything that exists within our lives. I mean, the possibility that a duality is really part of oneness is just a sampling of what type of healing path that we're on.
Yes, and remember, we have hours and hours or years or, you know, or lifetimes of thinking one way, or whatever our culture was, or whatever our religion was, or the way our parents were. That's what they kept imprinting on you, is that was true. And yet you saw a different kind of way they were living, different than sometimes what they said. Now, here's a very simple. Are we creators? Are we victims? Now, if we are creators and we're learning how to create, wouldn't there have to be some kind of energetics around the world that would keep attracting whatever we needed to learn or evolve or master? You okay there?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know you wanted me to say something now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Your turn.
Uh-huh. Well, you started a little bit on the victim versus creator, and that's a real duality that unfortunately has been propagated and promulgated and prolonged and protracted and all those other words that mean extending by the religions and the religious ideologies that exist in the world today, and also by, unfortunately, many teachers who teach fear. Fear would say you are not a creator. Fear would say you are a victim, and therefore I'm going to be able to help you, and only I can help you because you need to be fixed.
Or saved you. Okay, because we all know the savior part.
Right,
okay?
And that's that victim-savior mentality. And if I truly accept even the shadow side of myself, even the part of myself that is illusory, that I don't want to admit, that is there, and even if I say, you know, okay, I am one with right and wrong, good and bad, creator and victim, if I'm one with all of that, then I can move myself out of those polarities. If I truly believe that everything I create is my responsibility, and I can accept responsibility for my own burdens, my own stuff, my own life experiences, everything that exists, okay, I did it. I have nobody else to blame. I did it. If I truly can accept that, then I can move into the center of that duality.
But if you have compassion for everything about you, or you have the oneness, or it becomes quiet, whatever energetics you've been a part of, it becomes still or quiet, then that energy no longer can react to anything inside you. The problem we were having, or the idea we were having, is what the energy was reacting to, or what was causing us to react to it. But the more you become acceptance or allowing of all that exists within that polarity or duality, it becomes still. And that's what we're really teaching. We want you to learn to find a stillness or a quietness within your body so you don't react, or you can react. But it's a choice. A choice is what you want to do.
See, if we hold on to a specific definition of this is who I am, even if we hold on to a specific definition of this is who my partner is, or this is who my boss is, or this is who my mom is, we've talked about this in previous shows, and this information is also on our website, kentpage.com. If I hold on to an idea that someone is a certain way, and I continue to hold them in that way, then that is my belief system. That's the reality that I create for myself. it doesn't allow that individual to move outside of that reality, and it holds me within the duality or polarity of who I think they are. And until we can understand the duality and expand and revise our definition of who I am and who everybody else is, that is going to keep us from being fully alive and present, because we're not embracing all the aspects of not just ourselves, but everybody else. So it's okay that other individuals can have, you know, chronic whining or aspects about them that we don't always like or we're not always comfortable with. But if we can accept that that's just a part of who they are, that allows us to move into the oneness of compassion, having compassion for who they are, how they exist, what they've chosen in their reality, and, oh, this must be their experience. We move away from the fact that I am either right or wrong, or they are right or wrong, and we just have compassion for what is. Just but, exactly what is, and that's where the reality comes into duality and polarity.
But can we, as humans, learn from what we just told you? Or do we have to experience everything that's in that duality until we finally have compassion for all reality of that duality? And I don't know if that sounded kind of neat, what I just said there. But, you know, finding a balance within all the energetics allows you to have a choice of how you're going to be in the future with people who bring those vibrations to you.
Well, actually, until we can take responsibility and claim every single thought or every single emotion or every single action that we've taken, we're not going to get past judgment. We're not going to get past the judgment of ourselves or the judgment of others. And that takes us all back to who is compassionate first. Am I compassionate with myself first? Can I just accept it? Okay, I'm not this perfect, light-filled, wonderful, loving individual that I thought I was because, whoops, out of my mouth came something that wasn't nice, or whoops, there was something I just did that wasn't very nice, or I reacted to something that wasn't nice, and I turned around and reacted in a not nice way as well. So if I can accept, okay, I did that, forgive myself, forgive the other individual for how they were in that moment as well, have compassion for the okay, it's reality, it's life stuff, and learn from it and say, you know what that was? That was not having compassion for me or compassion for the other person. That was trying to defend my actions. That was trying to say that I was right and you were wrong, or say, okay, I was wrong, but you were wrong too. All of that keeps us in the experience that we most need to master.
You know, this brings us to this one little point, and this is about forgiveness. And what is forgiveness? Can I really forgive somebody that has hurt me over and over and over and over and over for years? Or do I just have compassion and just say, they are what they are? I can't change them, but I no longer want to be by them or no longer want to give them energy. They are perfect. It's just not a way that I want to be. And I need to forgive myself for all the ways I've held on to all these ideas. So that's what I felt about myself and looking at all the forgiveness in different people I needed to let go of, or just say, God, they were perfect in the lessons they were teaching me, but I no longer need to learn them in that way any longer. So think about forgiveness, and mainly really look at forgiving yourself and the way you were holding on to things or the way you thought they had to be. Because whatever idea you've had it challenged hundreds of times until you're almost tired of holding on to that idea.
See, when you forgive yourself for your own wrongs first, and you have compassion and just accept yourself for the way that you are, then you can let go of the judgment of yourself. You know, often it's our own judgment of ourselves that starts into a chain of action or a change of reaction, because we think someone's criticized us and they haven't, but we've judged ourselves to be a certain way, and we even attempt to hold ourselves in the pattern of who we think we have to be. And that's a judgment. And when we can let go of judgment, when we move into the space of compassion and oneness, we realize there's nothing to judge, not even myself. So whatever is occurring, the old system of duality-based values, it doesn't apply anymore. And eventually, all you do see is the perfection of someone else, how they are truly, who they are, accepting of them, accepting of yourself, you move into the compassion, which allows the oneness, the non-judgment, total acceptance. I mean, you know, humans are made to judge. Unfortunately, we see this all over the world. We see it in ourselves. You know, we can sit on this radio station and say, you know, we want you to move into the compassion of oneness where you can accept who you are. Well, we too get challenged because we don't always accept who we are, especially in working with as many, many thousands of individuals around the world as we have, and we have to stay in this space of compassion for them, and then we look back on ourselves. So we're going to go to a small station break now, and this will allow you to hear one of our commercials, and also it will allow us to say everything that we want, everything that we want to share with you is always on our website, kenpage.com. So make sure you come right back because we're going to continue talking about oneness and moving out of polarities and dualities, and we're going to give you some ways that you can help yourself.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the Internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Talking about polarities and dualities. Now we want to talk a little bit more about finding a balance and how to do that and what that looks like.
In our last segment, we mentioned that we have worked with thousands and thousands of people individually in private session around the world. And what we attempt to do with every individual is to help change their perspective. Change their perspective about themselves. They can then claim the actions that they've taken. They can own their own thoughts. And they can make change towards healing and a significant difference in their own lives. And when we were talking about that, the thought came to me that many individuals, even within the metaphysical or spiritual community, will deal with white light. Now, white is a polarity. White is an opposite of black. And so what we call this and what we've termed it is more of a yo-yo effect. And
yeah, I want to talk about this, and this actually is a little funny story to a very serious subject. But when I first learned about clear light, and actually clear light is just creative energy without anything being added to it, it's pure creativity.
It's the balance and centered.
Okay. I learned about it back in, I think it was 83, and I was doing a workshop, and I had a real famous guru there, and there was about six or seven people in this 4 or 5 day workshop, and it finally got to his turn, and I was doing a session with him, and all of us were around him, and in the session, he had a cold or an allergy or something, I don't know, but anyway, he was blowing his nose, but as he got into the session, and the more he got into it, he said, there's something between white light and dark light, and then he'd blow his nose, and he'd blow it, and then he would throw his Kleenex, and we were all kind of decking because we didn't want to get hit by one of these Kleenexes. So I really was paying attention to what he was saying just because I was moving all around and ducking and trying to get my, trying not to get hit by a snot rag, And all of a sudden he said, there's something between it, and there must be clear. And when he said that, it just kind of resonated with me. Is there something between light and dark? And is that a clear? And what would happen if we allowed ourselves to have more clear light? Things would not be so reactive. So one of the things when I first started is I was a businessman, and I wanted to do business with metaphysical or spiritual people. And when we were together, it was the most beautiful energy that it could be. It was pure, white, clear. It was just beautiful light. But what happened is as soon as we left, they were thrown into the polarity and went into the darkness, and then they went into the light, and it was like they're bouncing on the spectrum of reality or creativity. They were going back and forth, back and forth. So I could never find a metaphysical person that would be consistent in their day-to-day spirituality.
You see, that's a completely natural phenomenon, what Ken was just talking about. Remember, we live in a two-dimensional, three-dimensional world, and one of the constructs, one of the main tenets of this third-dimensional world says that for every action, there's an opposite but a balanced reaction. Action and reaction principles are the basic theory and using of polarities and dualities. They're just viewed in a slightly different way. So by only using white light to work with, what logically would come in right on the heels of calling in white light would be, by the law of action and reaction, the opposite, or a polarized force, or dark, of course. So we have found individuals that they get in, they have, and it's a wonderful thing to get into groups. We advocate people of like minds coming together. That has been something that's been taught and shared for thousands and thousands of years, because we are humans. We touch each other in many different ways. When groups, or even as an individual, you deal with a polarity, a duality, or a positive or white light, and you say, I'm only going to be one with positive and white, that's a very emotional aspect of light.
And, and back to this guru, he was probably one of the most famous people in the United States, with a great ashram and a lot of different people, very, very wealthy, several doctorate degrees, things you would just think that he was a pretty amazing person. But, there was so much I ended up finding out about him that was not true. And that was part of where I really had to look at this, because what happened is he became addicted to polarities. It was part of his energetic addiction. He would actually attract and call in negativity for his ashram, so it would intensify their lessons. And then what he would do is he would burn off the excess energy and run it himself. And what he had to do is he had to take about 5 cold baths just to get his body temperature down. So this person was totally different than I even perceived, but it had nothing to do with the clear light. He just got caught up in white and dark light, or the polarity of it, and he never found a balance within that polarity, even as much as he learned.
Constantly using one side of any polarity is going to cause you to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. So just imagine that there's a V, the letter V, and on one side you have a plus and on the other side you have a minus. It's similar to what you see on car batteries. You've got a plus on one side, you've got a minus or a negative symbol on the other side. And this is what we're talking about. Attempting to stay in this positive, light, aspect in this duality, where's the continuum of it? Where is the opposite reactive of that white light? Well, it's the dark or negative or mental. You know, white, we just said earlier, white and light is more emotional. Go back on the opposite swing and it becomes dark and negative and mental.
So we've been, since the 80s, I've been teaching about clear light. And just think, again, looking at that V, what if I was in the center, and this time I tracked it to me, all the positive and negative things right through the clear light. Actually just move very gently between positive and negative, like it was almost like a movement to where I could still learn, but it wouldn't be so hard on me.
Yeah, it wouldn't be such a big yo-yo swing from hardness of the positive to the hardness of the negative to the feeling that I'm good, and then all of a sudden I crash.
It's
like a sugar rush in a way.
And we have to be careful it doesn't start breaking us down physically. So now we're going to take just another real short break, and we'll be right back because we want to talk about the number one polarity that all of us are now dealing with, and that's the balance between male and female or female and male.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about moving out of or changing polarities and dualities, and we were talking about clear light. And remember, all we're talking about with clear light is it's just pure creative light. It's pure creative energy. It's that energy that has no polarity attached to it. And the more I can stay in that place, the easier things get for me to learn. I'm still learning, I'm still evolving, but I'm not getting beat up or hurt or getting so caught up in the polarities that I actually get physically is damaging on me.
So in that letter V we talked about earlier, and you have a positive on one top, and then you have a negative on the other top of the V, look at what is narrowed at the base of the V, and that's where clear light. You take a line and you draw it straight up, and that is the is what the Dalai Lama and many other Buddhist masters describe as the state of luminosity or clear light. So what the Dalai Lama has said is, and I'm going to quote him here, he says that what provides the continuity between lives is not an entity, but the ultimately subtlest level of consciousness. According to the Buddhist explanation, the ultimate creative principle is consciousness, and there are different levels. What we call innermost subtle consciousness is always there. The continuity of that consciousness is almost like something permanent, like the space particles. And in this field of matter, where we find the space particles, in the field of consciousness, we now find clear light. And the clear light, with its special energy, makes the connection with consciousness. So there's been descriptions from some of the ancient Vedic writings also about the self-originating clear light that was always, was never born, but always existed from the very beginning. It is creating within us a wisdom that has never been created by anyone. And that all comes from the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying and many of the different writings that are very, very ancient. So by remaining in the clear light, it allows us to move and center ourselves in a polarity that actually defeats the act of seeking balance, because we wouldn't have to look for balance by going to the positive and then falling back into the negative, or moving into the positive again and then coming back into the negative. We would literally find a balance of both polarities. That's where the continuum is. That's the coin. That's the very center of the coin with its right or wrong side.
And then when somebody pulls you out of it with some daily life, we go into whatever the polarity is, but we go into it just barely. We don't have to experience so much of it. We can experience when we're out of balance, and then we can bring ourselves back into balance. So you're just like you're moving, like a subtle, it's like water. You just have a movement, and it becomes much easier than being rigid or hard or being stuck or being thrown in to these polarities or dualities.
Just think for a moment of being centered within your very own being. You know, here you are, you're conscious. Go ahead and center yourself within the center of your being. Your energetic field is going to move into that space within yourself. Okay? And just focus on that for just a moment. Well, you're not projecting anything outward, and you're not having any judgments, and you're not saying whether anything is right or wrong. Find that space, that small space of compassion within yourself that's full of clear light. That's going to allow you to help yourself not get into polarities and dualities. And if you do get carried from one to the other, or if something happens in your life experience, then move back into that center place of your own being. Bring your energy field back to yourself. Find that space of compassion. That's going to allow you to stay balanced and remain in clear light. So we've been saying for a long time that the very last duality that exists in our physical reality is the balance of our masculine and our feminine. I mean, we've talked about oneness with God, and we've talked about being a creator and not a victim. And we feel that that's the last duality in our spiritual reality, is to know that we are Creator and we are not separate from God.
But what does that mean, finding a balance between your feminine and masculine? When most of us have had so many different challenges or experiences with the opposite sex, or with our own reality, and we're so confused about how we're supposed to be. In most cases, most of us have tried to be every single thing that others have told us we should be to find that balance, and it didn't feel right. It didn't feel safe, or it didn't feel good. And so in most cases, most of us have given up trying to find some balance. So how do we do that, and what does it look like? And what would happen if we found our balance between our feminine and masculine, our masculine and feminine? Maybe it's no more than just being able to be all we can be. And all we can be maybe is both within ourselves, to where we find an ease or a gentleness, or we're not so critical of ourselves and how we are, or how society treats us, or how power and control are the different things that might be related to more male or different things in our society.
Just as Ken was talking about the masculine and the feminine being opposite dualities, we, in the very beginning of the show, one of the things that we said was a duality consists of both polar opposites. So the basic duality of masculine and feminine exists within us. It's not one or the other, but perhaps it's the blending of the masculine and the feminine. It's the merging. It's finding the balance between our masculine and our feminine selves, so that we can recognize we don't have to be one or the other in any circumstance or in any life experience. We can be both, or more feminine or more masculine in a given situation, if we choose to.
Yeah, but, you know, that's easier said than done, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we have all these people who come to us, and basically, they're not very happy with the opposite sex. I mean, either they are or they're not, but in most cases, they have a lot of distrust when it comes to, is it themselves? Is it the opposite sex? What is the distrust? What if you put all of your life in love into one person and it ends up being not what you think it is? How do you ever recover from that? How do you ever find balance with that opposite sex, or male or female, within yourself when you had such a bitter situation? So now, trying to find what that is within you that you need to look at, what part of that that makes you feel bad or makes you feel like you can't trust.
So we're going to take a short break now, and when we get back, we're going to talk more about balancing the masculine and the feminine within ourselves.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319.
Attention Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about polarities, dualities, and clear light, and then finding the balance between these dualities. And we just talked about the last duality that we think in our reality is the balancing between male and female energy and finding that balance within ourselves.
And so many of us throughout our lives have had a challenge as to whether the feminine or versus the masculine, or the masculine versus the feminine, which aspect of us do we have to identify with, and we're suggesting that you can identify with both because that duality exists within you, and it's that type of balance. But unfortunately, history has not allowed, and religion and religious ideology has not always dealt with the feminine, or the lack of feminine in most religions. That's one of the reasons Ken and I got so excited when the Da Vinci Code movie came out. We knew it was going to stir a lot of controversy. We read the book, and we found that that challenged the belief systems of a lot of people around the world, and there was quite a bit of information that was given out about whether the storyline was true or not. But whether or not the storyline was true, some individuals were actually given food for thought. Remember, the Da Vinci Code book, it talks primarily about the lack of feminine throughout religious history. Specifically, the storyline challenged concepts that were held for over 2,000 years about whether Jesus was only a spiritual being or whether he actually was a man walking on the planet. And we've heard similar stories thousands of times when we have clients in altered states. We have many women who will relate to the Mary Magdalene aspect of themselves, and because they've experienced the emotion of love for Jesus through that aspect, and that vibration is probably wired into their subconscious or their psyche in some way, because we've talked before in our shows about the fact that we are all part of creation, and therefore as part of creation we would have experienced even Mary Magdalene's love for Jesus. Whether or not the storyline of Da Vinci Code is true, we all have that awareness of the feminine love for the masculine Jesus.
And we also have the masculine self and then the feminine love for the feminine. We have the opposite.
Yeah. We've seen that religions haven't wanted women to be equal. We've seen that what history, we're not saying what we have seen, both Ken and I, we're stating that history has actually shown that religion has been the basis for personal ideology to be used, and still to this day is, for domination, manipulation, and control by fear, and whether or not women are considered equal. In fact, many religions have not only not wanted women to be equal, but some hold the belief that women are actually less than equal. So one thing we do know, women are the best creators in the world. Men cannot create within themselves another life force, and women can. They can create life within their own bodies from a seed. That's the closest to spiritual and inner strength that we know of. There's nothing that a man can create that comes close to or is any way equal to that type of force.
And another thing I can say for myself is I don't want to do that either. So I am not strong enough to have a baby, to even think about having a baby. So I give to you that you're stronger than I am.
Thanks, honey. the idea of women taking their own power, that still brings a lot of fear to many individuals. And the Da Vinci Code actually placed an emphasis on the sacred feminine power. But then again, that opposes the masculine force that's evident within the religious ideology. What we think, well, we think that the belief that feminine is less than masculine is what fosters that duality that still exists on the planet today. And it's still there. As much evidence has been shown in this country, in the United States, of feminine moving and being as equal to masculine. We see many countries around the world where feminine is less than human in some areas.
So what we want to do is we want to show you how to balance that. And Nancy's got some more information right there that she's reading and needs to be read. But before the show runs out, we want to show you how to find that balance, okay? Oh, well, you're reading our stuff. Okay.
Well, we've got this newsletter that we wrote on the Da Vinci Code, and it has such good information that that's what I'm giving a lot of to you today on the show.
Oh, yeah, Nancy's not reading our stuff. That's not right. Okay. Anyway, how do we find balance with what we are? What if in past times, and I don't want to say past lives because maybe you don't believe in them, past experiences, we have been male and female and been over and over and over and over back and forth until we need to find a balance. And that doesn't mean how it looks or being acting different. That means finding a balance. So what if we could actually say, I want you to be what you are, but not what anyone has ever told you to be, or whatever you try to be, and for sure not what magazines, or what models, or what the diets, or what other people have said.
Not what society, not what your culture, your heritage, your lineage, your mother, your father, your teachers, your boyfriends, girlfriends, siblings. Not what anyone has ever tried to tell you you had to be.
Because you tried to be it, and it didn't feel right. But what if you could just be exactly what you are? So think about it, and we'll do women first. So women, just think in your mind, I'm a woman, and I have the power of the feminine. Do you know that's the greatest power in the universe? The power to create. I'm a woman, and I have the power of the feminine. And within yourself, find your balance between your feminine and your masculine. And all that means is a balance between male and female, female and male. And all that means is you can be anything you want to be. If you need to be male because it's an easier situation in society, you can be male, but it doesn't take away from your female. Or you can be female, it doesn't take away from your male. And now for men, just think, I'm a man, and I have the power of the masculine. And with that power, find your balance between your male and female within. These are all within. Because once you find it within, you can attract outwardly another who's in balance with their male and female, female and male. So does that make sense to you? Just finding that balance to where you are all you can be without using others to tell you that you have to be different. You are perfect with what you are.
I think you can feel the strength that is in that statement. The strength that is held within the feminine, the strength that's held within the masculine. There is an aspect that exists within each of us, and that is the foundation of all duality. But we are the continuum. We are the duality already existing. We are masculine and feminine in one form. So what we'd like to share also is that it is easy for you to work within clear light, to find a balance between your masculine and feminine selves, to find the space that exists within you that is balanced between positive and negative, so that you no longer have to feel yourself being pulled from one polarity to the other. Well, we know we've given you a lot of food for thought today. You can find our newsletters, articles, much information on our website, kenpage.com.
be sure you tell others about our show and let others know what we just said, or have them listen in so they can get their into or their
every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific time or 3 o'clock Eastern time. And if you'd like to know more about who we are and our work, just go on our website, kenpage.com. You can always email us with your comments, office@kenpage.com.
Well, this is Ken Page and Nancy Nestor, and we've had a good show today. Many blessings.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.